Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
A fresh round of strong quarterly earnings releases lifted US equity markets to two-month highs ahead of President Trump's delayed State of the Union address. The Dow is up 172 points or 0.7%. Goldman Sachs Group reportedly plans to chop its commodities business after a months-long review showed the business was using too much capital for too little profit, according to a Wall Street Journal report. The broader S&P 500 rallied 0.5% to log its fifth consecutive rise, the technology-centric Nasdaq settling with a 0.7% gain. In US corporate earnings, the Walt Disney Company reported after the closing bell and climbed approximately 2% in extended trading after the entertainment giant announced stronger-than-expected holiday earnings. Snap Inc. soared 17% in extended trading after the social media company topped Wall Street estimates on several key metrics. Elsewhere, Estee Lauder climbed after posting better-than-expected results and lifted their 2019 earnings guidance. However, on the negative side of the ledger, Anadarko Petroleum Corp. fell approximately 3% in the extended session after the energy company reported adjusted fourth-quarter earnings below Wall Street expectations. Similarly, Archer Daniels Midland fell after reporting weaker-than-expected earnings and revenue. General Motors Co. and Chipotle Mexican Grill Inc. are among major companies slated to post quarterly results tonight, Australian time. In US economic data, economic activity in the non-manufacturing sector grew in January for the 108th consecutive month. The Institute for Supply Management's non-manufacturing index registered a reading of 56.7%, 1.3% lower than the December reading of 58% and below consensus estimates for 57.4%, and a six-month low. Elsewhere, the National Retail Federation forecast US retail sales are expected to rise between 3.8% and 4.4% to more than $3.8 trillion in 2019, citing high consumer confidence, low unemployment and rising wages. Europe's main markets advanced, Germany's DAX rallying 1.7% and France's CAC also up 1.7%. In broader stock moves, Apple Inc. supplier AMS fell 6.9% after the Austrian group said it expects revenue to fall over the coming weeks amid continued weak smartphone demand. In economic data, Eurozone retail sales fell 1.6% month on month in December, largely in line with consensus forecasts. London's FTSE 100 soared 143 points, or just over 2%, buoyed by strong gains among energy heavyweights and as pound sterling retreated to a two-week low against the greenback. BP PLC rallied over 5% after reporting stronger than anticipated full-year profits and lifted the fourth-quarter dividend approximately 2.5%, citing a strong operating performance across all business segments. Royal Dutch Shell rose almost 2%. Mining heavyweights BHP and Rio Tinto both gained approximately 1%. Elsewhere, HSBC is reportedly planning to lay off dozens of staff in their global banking and markets business as the bank continues a cost-cutting drive aimed at protecting its dividend, according to a Reuters report. Base metals complex was mixed. Copper gained just over 1% to just shy of $2.83 a pound and touched a two-month high during the session. Elsewhere, aluminium edged 0.2% higher. However, nickel fell 1.7% amid some profit-taking after the metal touched a four-month high in the previous session. Zinc was down 2.1%. No changes on spot iron ore markets with the holidays in Asia for Golden Week. Gold futures slipped 10 cents to $1,319.20 an ounce. Oil prices retreated from two-month highs, WTI falling 90 cents to $53.66 a barrel, and Brent losing 53 cents to $61.98 a barrel. BP PLC Chief Executive Officer Bob Dudley said oil markets should improve over the coming months and said the company is preparing for the oil price to be between US$50 and US$65 a barrel when asked for a prediction for a 2019 forecast in an interview on CNBC. Elsewhere, the Wall Street Journal reported that OPEC officials said Saudi Arabia and its Persian Gulf allies were looking to create a formal partnership with a 10-nation group led by Russia to manage the world's oil market. US Treasuries rallied following the weaker-than-expected US services sector data, pushing US 10-year Treasury yields down 2.2 basis points. President Trump met with Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell at the White House on Monday in their first meeting since the president lambasted the central bank for raising interest rates. US Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Vice Chair Richard Clarida also attended the dinner, which followed a Fed meeting last week at which the central bank said that further rate hikes were on hold for now. Fed Chair Powell is scheduled to speak tonight Australian time, but it is unclear if he will address monetary policy as he is set to meet educators from around the country. And the Aussie dollar is little changed, buying 72.35 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.